go. Turn their mics up if they can handle it. All right, America, how you doing? Yeah, let's kick some Iraqi butt, all right.
Wasn't it right around here where Rocky beat up the dead cows? Was this
it was a close match, if you ask me. Somebody correct me. South Street. Okay, I can pass for a local, I think. And I was noticing a weird little irony, and I collect ironies. I was walking into the punk rock stores. I think some of us have some older brothers and sisters who remember punk rock. And they had, you know, Die Yuppie Scum t-shirts, and they had Peace, Give Peace a Chance John Lennon with a Gun to His Head t-shirts, and they had a Skull and Crossbones Misfits t-shirts. But the t-shirt I thought was the most punk rock of all was the American flag t-shirts in the window. Anyway, this song is something I wrote on a little war situation. You know, it was a kind of a political song. It's about George Bush, and it's called You Don't Have a Heart or a Brain. See if you can hear the chorus in this one. Turn the microphones up on the monitor, so it doesn't make a difference to me.
You gotta pull your chest back about 2 feet.
That could be. Why, are there monitors back here? Good look at these, too. Imagine if I shaved. Alright, my friend Chris from New Orleans, I don't mean to city drop on you, is gonna sing this next song. It's called a Fuck It You, God, I'm Already Living in Hell.
space and can walk on water. I love you, man.
Any immortal words? Any immortal words of Jimmy Swagger? You can't trust Jesus, because Jesus was a Jew.
No. It was you can't bargain with Jesus, because Jesus was a Jew.
I didn't watch it. It was
perfectly different.
You know, even though my knees are further back, the monitors could still go up without feeding back. Just a technical point.
Yeah, my knees are about 2 feet back.
Okay, the next song going to be sung by the Leaving Trains Experience All-Star American Review, or America or not, depending on your point of view, will be sung by Mr. Bobby Bellstone of New York City, actually from Queens. It's a little song called The Hurting Word.
Thank you.
Well, this next song is called Rock and Roll Murder, and it's a beautiful homage to all the wonderful people involved in the rock and roll music industry that have been murdered.
The little people, as well as the big fat people. By the way, your friend Sylvester Stallone, after he lived here in this city, he moved to my city, Pacific Palisades, California, and I must say the neighbors hated him. He put up a wall with barbed wire and broken glass bottles on his fence. And then when the neighbor said, "Hey, you're busting up the building codes there, Sly, or not so Sly," he said, "Hey, fuck you." Well, is it in the water here or something? Is everybody an asshole?
No, he's got the major dick.
Ah, okay. Then I'm not going to diss you guys too much then, even though you don't dance.
Who cares if the election's rigged? My best friends are killing me.
putting me in jail for long hair. You think I'm crazy? I think I'm paranoid. You want to see the papers? You want to smell my jail smell? Long-haired American. So, when I think of Johnny Thunders, I don't think it's strange to wonder, did he fall or was he pushed? Did he fall or was he pushed? And another thing I wonder, how come they shot the Smart Beetle? How come they didn't go after Ringo, huh? How come only the big mouth assholes choked on their own vomit? How come all the political Black Panthers died? On the right wing, if we do indeed live in a crazy society where just random things happen, how come you can count up on the right wing, you can count zero people who've been assassinated in the last 30 years? George Wallace, yeah, he was paralyzed. Bullshit, he gets out of his wheelchair at the end of the day. Oh yes, John Hinckley, oh, a great man, he had great ideas, good taste in women. Actually, he had shitty taste in women. How are we going to know back then that Jodie Foster, a fine, upstanding lesbian, was going to 10 years later be portraying FBI agents in movies? FBI agents, come on. Whose shot is she on? I thought she was kind of cool with foxes. I didn't know she was going to be working for them. Anyway, getting back to Sean. John had some great, great ideas, but like a Democrat he missed. But he just couldn't name. Oh, but I'm left wing. Oh, it's such a sorry state of affairs. Such a coincidence. So many people see that disappear like I am. Francis Farmer, Gene Seabird. Oh, who else? Dee Boone. Eldridge Cleaver. No, he turned into a preacher. That doesn't count. Oh, it was drugs. Yeah. I mean, if I was the CIA and I wanted to ace out some people who are talking too much, a bit too uppity, maybe, how would you kill somebody so nobody question it? Yeah, if I didn't find Johnny Thunder in good mouth, I'd make it look like a drug overdose, wouldn't you? Why not? Who's questioning it? Nobody is. Cass Elliot was also, believe it or not, very outspoken for a woman in the Mamas and the Papas. How would you kill a big, fat, overweight lady? No, drugs won't work every time. People will start to go, wait a second, that's just unlikely. Right, you stuff a ham sandwich down our throat. You believe it too. Well, let's get scientific. The mode of coincidence is getting overcrowded with bodies. I said the mode of coincidence. Random suicide, crazy plane crashes. They say plane travel is safer than air freight travel, driving in a car, but if you're a little skinner, I guess it ain't the same. And we're not talking about the new concentration camp. See, Bush learned a lesson from World War II. He really did. Why build all those big ovens with those 6-foot-long loaves of bread? And the citizens of Dachau are going to smell the smell and say, wait a second, what's going on? That's not bread they're baking. Hey, where's my Jewish neighbors? Where are those gypsies down the street who sell us vegetables? Well, they came up with a new kind of jail cell, a mobile jail cell, a virus, a particularly mean and selective virus. Well, this is the kind of a virus that knows what kind of lifestyle you live. Keith Herring, Rivalacci, La Cusa, La Cama, they're over for a different way of lying. Oh, they get what they're asking for. They're fags and junkies. Not like you or me. Hey, we're pretty cool. Sure, we're a little punky. But we still got our day jobs. We can put our hair in a ponytail. We still got our jobs down the street. Trash and vodka. Trash and Babylon. Yeah! I support our troops. Every April 15th. I support the lid. Genocide. Yeah.
I think they sold out in the late 60s. Next question, please.
Yeah, these are sequins, actually.
Yes. He will get his clothes off in a minute. But this next song is about exercising. Because you all look like you need a little
exercise. Exercise, exercise. Everybody, come on, do your exercise. Hands free.
I'm okay. a piece of it off. And he fell down, I think, right on Woodstock, that little bird that Snoopy hangs out with. And he bled everywhere. But, you know, it was okay, because I decided I'd go out and go down to the Burger King. But maybe it was the Burger Queen or the Burger Thing. I don't know what, but I got there. And there were all these people, and they were eating corporate death burgers and drinking shakes. And I said, they don't even care about their own health. They don't even care if they die. So I leveled my gun at them, and I shot five of them. And it was empty, and the barrel was smoking. So I walked home. I walked home, and I thought about what I'd done.
Show, and I'd say about 33 1/3% of the time it helps. First of all, are there any undercover narcs here?
Yeah.
Really? Okay, does anybody here have any legal marijuana they'd like to give or sell me after the show? Obviously, you don't have to say yes now, but you know, I'll be the one at the desk. This is a little number called Gas, Grass, or Ass. Yeah, you've heard the song.
Thank you.
here to promote our new album. No, we don't have any t-shirts or stickers. This is the age of diminished expectations in rock and roll. You gotta speak with one voice, I can't understand yet. Slower or something, huh? Do I have any condoms? I have two left, thanks. It's kind of a myth that AIDS is transmitted.
One for each hand.
Through heterosexual sex. It's actually, this is a true story. A friend of mine who lived up in Santa Cruz near San Francisco, she had a whole lot of friends who were into hard drugs and homosexuality and stuff like that. They had a free clinic up there to test those people for, as you used to know, or as your friends might know, a lot of people who shoot up get hepatitis and stuff like that, jaundice. So they decided, the government, to give a little free clinic to give all these people anti-hepatitis shots. Now, of all of the people that she knows in this scene, my friend Mary Jean from the Holy Sisters of the Gaga Dada, everybody who went to that clinic got AIDS. So the condom really is not the thing. But yes, I have two condoms in my suitcase. Why? Who asked me that? Okay. All right. It's pretty good. In fact, nobody has sex anymore. Life is okay. And in fact, the Lakers lost. It's pretty good. Life is okay, I guess. This is a song off of our new album, the one about the drowning lady. You can't afford to buy, you can't afford to come here and drink all this shitty beer? Come on, come on. You guys, if you don't have the money, who does? Anyway, if you could afford to buy, this would be the long, boring one on our new album.
arrested the other day coming into the United States from Canada because I talked back to a cop. They said I had a traffic warrant, but I'd actually already paid it in California. But that didn't matter because they figured, you know, I had a big mouth and I had long hair. And that part of the country is against the law to have long hair. I understand the way things are. I'm not naive. I'm not idealistic anymore. I understand what's going on. Just like people leave me alone. I guess it's all right to live here. I mean, what can you do? First time I ever wore handcuffs outside of the bedroom, and I gotta say, wasn't nearly as sensual. This song here, the one I'm playing now, used to be about masochism and sadism and the pleasure and pain and the pleasure of dividing things insane, but now it gives us a deeper meaning. Now I think the cuts are really bleeding. Now the whip is a crack and it's not just a red whip walking up on my back. It's a little deeper. It's a little deeper than a tattoo. Nobody should have to go to jail. Nobody. Papers flooded, made up in circles. Something blacker around your eyes. Like a tunnel inside of the shadow. It's silhouette. Where your heart would be. Where your heart ought to be. Entity won't show it, but we'll give you an idea of what it's sort of like during the next song. We'll act it out a little. It's a happy number, by the way. It's a bluesy number, which means go to the bar, get a drink, and tip the bartender as well.
And give him a smile, too.
Yeah, come on, you people, smile a little. It's called Suicide Blues.
Thank you. Hey, why not? I happen to know she's not gonna make it tonight anyway.
Searching Madonna in Toronto just because she's got a sense of humor. This is all she did in the movie, by the way. Just pisses off people in Canada. Hey, listen. In the 70s, I believed in women's lib. I believed that women were better than men, that they had some kind of supernatural powers or something, or they were connected to crescent moons, unicorns and shit. I believed that women were better than men. Now I can just see that women are weaker than men. And it's only two sets to choose from, they're both equal. No, and I can't take it anymore. This world blows when even a person like Madonna, who just wants you to dance, has to get searched for just a little romance. Think about it. She was accused of simulating masturbation, simulating a fake act. Even that's against the law. Yeah, you think I'm crazy. They're putting my computer ID tags on driver's license now in California. They can punch you up and find everything you did. Everything you did. So really, I'm joining some good company in death. The Jean-Paul Sartre. So, let bias. There's a lot of cool people who are dead. A lot of cool people who are dead. I don't think I have too many cool people who are still here.
get lonely, and I'm so homesick. Sunday is gloomy with flowers and candles, I spend it all. You see, my heart and I have decided to end it all. Soon there'll be prayers and bullshit from the priest. Angels have no thought of ever returning you, please. Would they be angry if I thought of joining you too? Gloomy Sunday blurs into Monday. Yeah. No, I can't take it anymore. Come on without me. Just go on without me. I got a suicide.